I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Happy Wednesday night. It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You could be here in Atlanta with me. You could be in California, Texas. You could be up in New England. You could be in Canada, the Midwest, Vegas, the Plains, the Northeast. I don't care. I'm just happy that you're here. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us in New York City. And this is when we get started. 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, every single weeknight. That means Monday through Friday. And it is Wednesday night. If you're not familiar, if this is your first time checking the show out on Wednesday night, I bring you a new top six list. And that's what we're going to do 2 hours from now. It's going to be fun. I'm going to explain the top six list momentarily. Well, matter of fact, we're going to talk about invincible athletes because that Aaron Rodgers guy appears to be back. He's going to be practicing with the team. No guarantees that he's going to actually return and play football this year. But Aaron Rodgers is back. Like, the hell is this guy made of? Anyway, we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers. We got so much more to do. The NBA in-season tournament, after multiple weeks and months of additional research, now that we've lived it, how do you feel about it? Is the in-season tournament worth the hype? Do they need to get rid of it? Is it not real basketball? I mean, now we got teams that are running up scores just to win money. I mean, you got two ends of the spectrum here. Most times you look at the players, they're making money and they ain't playing. And so we're going to get into the NBA in-season tournament momentarily. We got Thursday night football here. Tomorrow, I don't know how the hell we got the Wednesday already, but here we are. And tomorrow, we're already back to football. We got the Dallas Cowboys and the Seattle Seahawks. They just played last week on Thursday. Dallas Cowboys able to walk away with a victory. The 49ers losing on Thanksgiving. Angel Reese is going to be back tomorrow as well, if you've been keeping up with LSU women's basketball. I don't know if you are. And so we got a lot to get into here over the next 4 hours. If you want to talk to me at any point, the phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also get a hold of me. I'm on the internet where people waste their time all day and all night. I am at JR Sport Brief. And if you follow me on social media, you will already know everything that we're going to discuss tonight. Before I say another word, or multiple words, or several words, super producer and host Dave Shepard, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, JR. How are you?
I'm okay. If I think hard enough, I'm sure I could find some complaints. But for right now, I don't have none. I feel good, for what it's worth. Sitting here watching basketball in the studio. Oh, Jamal Murray's coming back tonight. Good for him. And then, just keeping up, thinking about the NBA in-season tournament. I think, Shep, what we'll do is, what do you think about this? We'll get into the return of Aaron Rodgers next hour. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think people are almost sick of talking about it because we don't really know if he's even going to be back on the field like you alluded to. So that's fine by me.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, I'm like, he's, I mean, every week, is it me or is it something different from this guy?
Right, like, and 4-7.
Well, I mean, maybe Tim Boyle is going to catch fire, right? I don't know.
You are funny.
I'm saying, have you seen the Falcons play?
Well, they've won in recent memory.
Well, they know how to win. They know how to lose. They're just another mediocre team. But we'll get into Aaron Rodgers and his miraculous comeback or attempt at a comeback. We'll get there next hour. Let's get this basketball stuff out the way. Because while we were sitting here on air, the NBA in-season tournament basically whittled down to 8 teams. The Lakers, the Suns, the Bucks, the Knicks, the Pacers, the Celtics, you got the Sacramento Kings, and the New Orleans Pelicans. Yes, Zion Williamson is playing basketball. I know, surprising? Yes, but he is. He's around and he's playing ball. And so the rules, I don't want to say are a little confusing, but they are confusing. Or they have been confusing for the NBA in-season tournament. The teams were selected and thrown into groups randomly. Everybody in the group had to play each other. The top team from each group advanced. And then you had the next best team, two teams, one from the East, one from the West, that helped make this an even split of four teams on the West to four teams on the East. And so two wild card teams, right? And so now that they've played each other, they advance to the knockout stage. And then they'll go to Vegas. The final four will end up in Vegas, and then 2 days later, they'll crown a champ. And those champions will walk away with $500,000. Not too shabby, right? For guys at the end of the bench. Not too bad. Not too shabby. Now, on the way to the knockout stage, what happens if your records are tied? Well, the NBA came up with the bright idea to say, well, the team that beats the other teams the worst, meaning point differential, they're going to have a leg up. And so last night, in one game in particular, things went a little wild. The Boston Celtics were beating the living hell out of the Chicago Bulls. The Celtics beat the Bulls 124-97. Jaylen Brown had 30 points and a ridiculous dunk. If you didn't see the dunk from last night, just look it up. Tatum had 21 points. And the Celtics, in order to advance, and we know the Celtics are one of the most decorated teams along with the Lakers in the NBA, all the championships, the Celtics pretty much had a record tiebreaker with the Orlando Magic and the Brooklyn Nets. And so in order for the Celtics to advance, they had to whoop the ass of the Chicago Bulls. But the game was out of hand early. I mean, in the third quarter, this game was done, and the Boston Celtics was still destroying them. At one point, the Celtics led by 35. They ultimately went out there, and they won by 27. And they were pouring it on. I mean, Andre Drummond was getting minutes. Yeah, the former All-Star, remember him in Detroit? Yeah, he's playing for the Bulls now. He doesn't do too much of anything, but he still plays. And if you remember Andre Drummond, you know that this man cannot hit a free throw to save his life. And so in order to increase their possessions and chances at scoring, the Boston Celtics were fouling Andre Drummond. Well, I don't want to say for no reason, but they were fouling him to get the ball back with the intention of running up the score. This is what you're not taught in basketball. This is what you're taught in any sport. Don't show up the opponent. Don't run up the score. Have some dignity. Show some sportsmanship. Do not be a jerk. Well, that's what the Celtics did in order to advance. And at one point, Billy Donovan, the head coach of the Chicago Bulls, and Joe Mazzulla, head coach of the Boston Celtics, they actually met at midcourt during the ass-whooping, I guess to kind of say, hey, well, what are we going to do? I mean, Billy Donovan knows that they're going to the play-in. They're going into the in-season tournament. They're trying to go to the knockout stage, and they're trying to win some money. And he knows his squad, well, the Chicago Bulls are going to get torn to shreds in a matter of weeks or months. And after the game, Jaylen Brown, he spoke to the media and he said, listen, I understand this in-season tournament, but this ain't the way we're supposed to play basketball. Listen to this.
It's tough because, I mean, that's just not how the game is supposed to be played, you know. One, you got to respect your opponents, and two, like, you know, it's just weird setup. You know, we understand the rules, but like if I was another team, I'd be upset as well if we were doing, you know, the Hacker Drummond in the middle of the fourth quarter. But, you know, our coaching staff made their decisions, and we stick with it.
Yeah, well, now they have a chance to go win some money. So what's the problem? Boston Celtics are going to go out there and take on the Indiana Pacers in this this quarterfinals round, now that we're in the knockout stage. But it's odd to hear Jaylen Brown say that. This is against basketball, and we're not supposed to run up the score. And what about all these damn players who barely play? And I'm not talking about the dudes on the end of the bench. I'm talking about the guys who actually make a crap ton of money and load manage. And I know the NBA, you know, publicly, hey, we're trying not to load manage, and we're going to punish teams for load managing players. Hey, that crap basically went out the window. You got a lot of stars who don't even show up and play. I mean, if you see Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant on the court at the same time, hey, please let me know. I don't think it's going to happen no time soon. It's like seeing Bigfoot or Sasquatch. Hey, Shep, Bigfoot and Sasquatch, they're the same person, right?
I think they're different.
Bigfoot and what's the – one lives in – Nebraska, one lives in the North Pole. Like, what's the difference?
I wouldn't know the difference. I just know they're different. I know Godzilla's different. I know Elmo's different.
Did you say Elmo?
Well, yeah, that's about as obscure as those two you just mentioned.
Wait. The difference between Bigfoot and Sasquatch is akin to Elmo and Godzilla? That's how different they are?
Well, they're both very, they're all mysterious creatures. And if someone's.
Elmo?
Because.
Elmo's from where is he? From Harlem. Elmo's from Harlem.
Right.
Yeah, mysterious on Sesame Street.
Exactly. But there's like this undertone of Elmo, and he likes to laugh a little bit too much, if you get my drift. And so there was always that negative connotation about, well, Elmo's laughing at something else other than just the pure joy of being a puppet on Sesame Street.
You think Elmo is like knifing people up after Sesame Street goes off, huh?
That, and he's laughing at a way that he's getting dealt with. I'll leave it at that.
All right, well, you a sick freak, Chuck.
I'm not saying I'm a sick freak. I'm just saying that's how people interpret Elmo. That's all.
All right,
like,
well.
Big Bird, right? He could have been named anything.
How come Big Bird, he could have played in the NBA, man?
He could have, but when people think of Big Bird, like, it's very obvious where most people's minds will go once they get to a certain age, right?
No, I see Big Bird, and I go, Big Yellow Bird that lives on Sesame Street.
Yeah, but you're very clean living. I don't think most people interpret Big Bird as that.
I want to ask you, but I'm afraid to ask what Big Bird is. I see a Big Bird on Sesame Street. Friendly bird. He hangs out with the Snuffleupagus.
Let's put it this way. The bird is not exactly a species. It's not a general species, and it's big. So I'll let you, you know,
whoa,
let your imagination run wild there.
Yellow? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. If it was something else, then yellow? All right.
Yeah. Well,
anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you've heard of a big traffic cone, right?
No.
Okay. I'll leave it at that.
I have to Google these things in a break. Anyway. I spoke to Big Bird yesterday. He said he's a fan of the NBA in-season tournament, and so is Elmo. And yeah, if you see all of these three, and you have a better chance of seeing Big Bird, Elmo, and Sasquatch all having a dinner party than you do if Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker playing ball at the same damn time. And so for all the complaining about running up the score and this and that, let me know when you actually got stars who are playing on a consistent basis. And so I've actually enjoyed the in-season tournament. Here in Atlanta, I don't know how many I went to. I guess all of them. I go to every game. I guess they play two. I liked it. The fans were into it. The Hawks, they ain't the best team. Nobody's going to confuse them with being a contender for anything. But the fact is, the fans were into it. And I think now that we've gotten into the knockout round, things are going to get even better. To see a one-and-done matchup between the Lakers and those Suns I just mentioned, I'm here for it. And by the way, the Lakers just annihilated the Pistons 133-107. The Detroit Pistons have a record of 2-16. How? How do you not accidentally win, I don't know, one or two more games than this? This is a 15-game losing streak for the Detroit Pistons. Pistons fans deserve better than this crap. They let D'Angelo Russell have 35 points. Pretty sad. Anyway, Sacramento Kings are going to take on the Pelicans. The Bucks are probably going to destroy the New York Knicks, unless the Knicks surprise folks. And then the Celtics are going to take on the Pacers. And so I'm all here for the NBA in-season tournament. If I was going to change anything, it'd be a couple of courts. And that would really be about it. I'm here for teams embarrassing other teams. I'm here for teams running up the score. This is not your elementary school. This is not your kids' middle school where you're trying to teach them sportsmanship. This is big business. Multi-billion dollar business. Multiple times. Multiples of multiples. Let the NBA players embarrass themselves. Let them run up the score. Let Andre Drummond go 1-for-6 from the free throw line and feel sad. I don't feel sad for him. You're making money to play basketball. Things could be, oh, so much worse and, oh, so much more embarrassing. NBA in-season tournament is cool by me, and I can't wait till the knockout round. I mean, when's the last time anybody's been this invested in NBA basketball this early in the season? By the way, I just looked. We're still in November. It's not December yet. Good for the NBA. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, we're going to get into talking about Seattle and Dallas tomorrow, Thursday night football. We're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers and his return from that torn Achilles. We're going to talk about the return of Angel Reese. I'm going to give you a top six list of invincible athletes. But right now, the phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Does the NBA in-season tournament have you hooked? Have you enjoyed it? Have you hated it? Do you wish it would go away? I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break. And then I'm also going to update you on a special game that took place this past Friday. Millions of people watched, but not enough. I'll explain. We're just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. NBA in-season tournament underway. They're moving into the knockout rounds. NBA in-season tournament is new. How you feel about it? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Boston Celtics, in order to advance, they had to run up the score against the Chicago Bulls yesterday. And even Jaylen Brown is like, this is unusual. You beat a team, you show them some respect, and you move on. And I have a feeling that this in-season tournament is a success so far for the NBA. And it's not even done yet. We got a couple of more weeks here of the in-season tournament. So first time for everything, right? They're trying it out. Similar to what happened this past Friday. The NFL decided to host its first Black Friday game. Amazon is paying $1 billion to host this in addition to what they already do on Thursday night. And we know NFL is pretty much on lock on Thursday. CBS with the Lions, Fox with the Cowboys, now the NFL Network isn't on the action. So the NFL basically said, nah, you can't have Thursday. It's not on Thanksgiving. So Amazon said, give us Black Friday. And boy, oh boy, did we get a crap game, right? Dolphins beating the Jets 34-13. The score might as well have been 100-0. Jets couldn't complete a five-yard pass if they needed to. Well, how about this? The game averaged about 9.6 million viewers. It was the second least watched game of the year. Okay? The Bears over the Panthers. Worst viewed game, 9.5 million views. That was a couple of weeks ago here in November. Thursday night football's average is a little more than 12 million viewers. Let's think about this. Thursday night football average, 12 million viewers. Jets, Dolphins, crap. Less than 10 million viewers. Let's keep in mind this game was on a Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern in the afternoon. And who the hell is rushing to sit down and watch the Jets? Not I. There were predictions that this game would actually go out here and net 12.5 million viewers. They're about 3 million off. Not so good. Maybe next Black Friday we'll have a better game. I certainly hope so. Maybe if Aaron Rodgers was playing, the game would have been better rated. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to the Bay Area and let's talk to Matt. Hey, Matt, you're on CBS Sports Radio. How are you, man?
I just finished door dashing. Heard you were talking about the in-season tournament. I got a little bit of an idea I think I might make a little bit interesting.
Shoot, what is it?
I think we could, and I know there's a whole logistics issue about this whole thing and travel and all that, but I think we could take a picture out of or a page out of the Champions League book in soccer. Get all the teams in the Turkish league involved, get all the teams from around the world and all their leagues involved.
You want to turn this into the real world championship?
I mean, shoot, why not? Yeah, it could open up opportunities for exposure for those players as well, not just keeping it to the NBA. It could open up opportunities to see some hidden gems, you know. We might get another Luka Doncic or another Nikola Jokic, for that matter.
Yeah, I think the scouts know where those guys are. You've been talking to Noah Lyles, the sprinter?
I have not, but I'm not against him, but I'm not with him on that front. I'm like, he's got a good point. It's not really the world, but. Here there is only one NBA and one NBA only, so that is kind of a world.
When the hell, as EuroLeague basketball is currently underway, and you said this would be a logistical nightmare, EuroLeague basketball is underway. The NBA is underway. They're playing games. When would you stop and play this? And who the hell are the Lakers supposed to play? They're supposed to play some team out of Turkey, Fenerbahce? Like, what are they supposed to do?
Again, it's just a theory. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe what it could do is use opportunities to play the bench. You know, get like the preseason where you get to sit. You use your bench players a lot more frequently. You could possibly do that even more frequently now. Get them into gaming.
This would be a waste of time, man. I'm sorry.
That's a fair point. I figured
it'd be
might
a waste
get some
of
exposure.
Time. This would be like an exhibition game. Like Fenerbahce is supposed to come to Los Angeles to forget flying out to L.A. They're going to go to Boston and play the Celtics just a little bit closer and be annihilated. Like they do these exhibitions in the preseason with a lot of the teams over from Europe and in Asia. And thank you so much, Matt, for calling from the Bay Area. Nah, man, we don't need to turn the in-season tournament into a Champions League tournament. Like, and I know Noah Lyles said this earlier this year. How you calling the world champions and you ain't played a world? Like, sure, yeah, we know that. But if we were to say, hey, let's slap you into a seven-game series, unless NBA champs broke their legs, like, man, they going to wax the floor with them. In a seven-game series? Not at all, man. let's get there sooner than later. But let the world has caught up when it comes to individual talents. But collectively, the best talent is still in the NBA. That I like the theory. I like the idea. Let's make the in-season tournament, you know, let's include teams from the world. What, for warm-ups? I'm sorry, I'm just being honest. Maybe in a couple of years, another couple of decades, that'll be different, but not right now. Mark is calling from San Diego. Hey, Mark, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, thanks, JR. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I like that in-season tournament. The games actually mean something. It's not like that snooze fest in baseball where everybody had to play everybody last year and the games didn't mean anything.
Oh, the World Baseball Classic?
No, I meant the Major League Baseball, all 32 teams, didn't they have to play everybody last year and that reduced the number of division games?
No, I don't recall that, man. I didn't hear about that.
Okay.
Everybody played? No, I don't remember that. No.
Well, I just think it's good. I think it's more interesting.
Okay. All right.
Well, and I wanted to get your take on the sale of the Mavs for $3 billion. What's this do to your Pistons? Does that make them worth $2 billion now?
My Pistons? What?
Oh, well, I was laughing because you said they were 2-15, so I was just making a joke there.
Oh, 16. They're 2-16.
Yeah, so what's this do for other franchises? Now, are they worth like $1 billion now?
Well, I think obviously the valuation of all NBA franchises have continued to go up. I mean, if you think about the revenue that's coming in, the NBA is making so much money hand over fist, give it a few years. And when I say few, I would be shocked if over the next 5 to 10 years we don't have the Supersonics in a team in Vegas. I fully expect that. So, yes, the valuations have gone through the roof. Mark Cuban bought the team for $285 million in the year 2000. And a little more than half of the team has put them at a valuation of $3.5 billion. A $2 billion investment, I think it's 57% right now. The group from Vegas bought them for. So, yeah, man, if you got a couple billion sitting around, you might want to get in on the action. I guess not. And we talked about this last night. Mark Cuban has said, and that doesn't mean he's not going to change his mind, Mark Cuban said that this is not a planned run for president. I mean, he could wake up and change his mind. He also said that his family would basically disown him if that were to be the case. But, I mean, if you got $6 billion in your left pocket, not necessarily liquid, and you just, bought yourself another $3 billion, well, not necessarily, you can buy a new family. I think that's how that works. Not so sure. I don't have enough. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's stay in California and talk to Brandon. Hey, Brandon, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, man?
Yo, how you doing tonight?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, you know, I don't want to derail your NBA segment because, you know, the in-season tournament's okay with me, but, you know, I'm a spoiled Laker fan. So, you know, this is like...
Well, they're in the tournament. They're in it.
I know, but the thing is these kind of franchises, if they were in this thing, they wouldn't hang this banister in their, let alone their rafters. You know what I mean? So you can call me when the real playoffs start, and I'll be all about it. But the thing I really want to ask you about,
I think
was,
the guys who are making $500,000 will be happy with it, but go ahead.
I mean, maybe them, but that's nothing for me.
Okay.
So my question to you is, unless they want to give me those winnings, I'm fine with that. But the thing I want to ask you about is football with Caleb Williams. Now, I've been reading a report that whatever team drafts him, he's going to be a piece of the team. He's going to want equity team, okay? Tom Brady played in the league for 20 years, won 7 Super Bowls, broke every record. This dude is trying to pay $1+ million for a small percentage of an ownership now, and the league won't let him do it. What makes this kid think he can do that? And, you know, with that, along with, you know, crying on the sidelines after losses to his mom, you know, is this a guy, you know, you're a Falcons guy, they need a quarterback. Is this a guy that you would actually want on your team or not? Because I'm a Raider fan, and I almost don't want him at this point.
Man, I got to be honest. I feel like this was something from the summertime. Are you just hearing about this for the first time now?
Yeah, I just recently saw a report about it.
I was still outside. I had to wear a hoodie today, okay? I was outside in shorts and a T-shirt when this whole equity thing with Caleb Williams started to float around. It's so ridiculous that I didn't necessarily put stock into it. Of course. Look, one day there's going to – athletes over the past bunch of decades, and thank you so much for calling from California. Athletes for so long have had to push for things that they have now. Simple things like free agency. And so I find it natural when you think about how much money that athletes are making right now, a la a LeBron James. I mean, he's playing. He's an active player in the NBA. He's a billionaire. You don't think that if the players continue to make these ridiculous amounts of money, and yeah, sure, everybody ain't going to be LeBron, but we might reach a point where the players say, hey, we don't just want a quote-unquote piece of the pie. We want to be able to have a stake in a franchise. And as of right now, the laws and the bylaws and the agreements between the players' associations and the leagues, they bar the players from having that. And so I think it's a moot point to even talk about. Caleb Williams, what did he do when he actually played this season to demand equity in the team that he gets? It's not even worth talking about because it's impossible. And so I didn't hear that from his mouth. I certainly heard the story and was just like, eh, well, who cares? Because he can't. The man wants to play in the NFL. He'll go into the league. I heard the same thing that you probably did about his dad saying, hey, well, you know, if the team that ends up with the number one pick is garbage, then maybe we won't come out. That might have a little bit more legs, a little bit more legs than thinking about a rookie coming in and getting equity. Like, that would be nuts. That'd be like, hey, let's give Sam Bradford, you know, a full stake in the Rams. Like, that's ridiculous. People were already upset at the salaries that these dudes were making. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Imagine if Dak had equity in the Cowboys. Imagine if Dak Prescott walked into the office of Jerry Jones. Well, let's go back even further. Imagine the Dallas Cowboys actually won a Super Bowl led by Dak Prescott. Don't laugh too much. And then imagine Dak walking into the office and saying, hey, Jerry, I want a piece of the Cowboys. Jerry would laugh him out of the room. I would hear him laughing here in Georgia. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We come back from break. You know what? We'll talk about those Cowboys and the Seahawks. Cowboys on a 13-game home winning streak, trying to push it tomorrow on Thursday Night Football. This could be another ugly game. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
God bless, wish you well, and all the best, JR, because you really are my favorite sports DJ on the air.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. How did we get here already? Thursday Night Football is tomorrow. Thanksgiving was a week ago? What's today? It's Wednesday? How do we even get here? Shep, can you believe it? A week?
I'm going to cop out right now and say that when you're having fun, time flies. And that's the only simple explanation that I can come up with, JR, because you're right.
Man, that's one of the biggest lies ever.
Yeah, there's some truth to that. I mean, it does seem like yesterday. It seems like yesterday the NFL just got started. we're now like 5 games away for the regular season being over.
Damn.
Yep.
I'm like, we just saw the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving. They play tomorrow night again. And same for the Seahawks. And we know Seahawks lost on Thanksgiving. They got smashed by the Niners, and so did Geno Smith. He got sacked 6 times. Now he's running around with a bum elbow. I mean, even before that, he ran into Aaron Donald, and Aaron Donald smashed him, and they haven't thrown a touchdown in God knows how long. And the Seahawks are trying to get it together, and they're going to take on Dallas. Dallas, they beat Washington on Thanksgiving. That was an ass-whooping, 45-10. And so I'm expecting the Dallas Cowboys to be 9-3 tomorrow. Let's see if it actually holds up and actually works. Pete Carroll, always, you talk about people having fun. Pete Carroll somehow, some way, is always having fun. And he talked about the Cowboys being a difficult opponent and trying to stop Dak Prescott, who's, I think he's on an 18-2 touchdown to INT ratio recently. Listen to Pete Carroll talk about him.
They do throw a lot of quick game. They do get the ball out. The protection has been really effective. I think his movement, his subtle movement, and his ability to get out and go has really made that work together and really made it come together. So it's very difficult. It's a very difficult task because he has been so efficient at everything he's doing for some time now.
Even the challenges. Pete Carroll makes the challenges sound exciting and fun. Mike McCarthy, nothing exciting or fun about him. I don't know if you could be having fun and be excited when your boss is Jerry Jones. He's probably breathing down his neck. Jerry Jones probably has a hidden camera in Mike McCarthy's office. I don't know that to be fact. I just think that he would. Now, anyway, Mike McCarthy, he also said, because a football coach can never say a game is going to be easy because there's no such thing, but Mike McCarthy said, Seattle's defense is going to be tough.
Well, I think just like anything, you start the personnel. So, you know, it's a little bit of an uncommon opponent, but, you know, their play style has been pretty consistent through Pete's tenure up there. So, you know, the way they play, you know, it starts up front. And, you know, they're a little different scheme than they've been in the past. So it's an excellent defense.
No, it's not. they got names on the defense. Jamal Adams, I know he counts. I hope he's healthy enough to go out there and play. Tariq Woolen, I know they just added Big Cat Leonard Williams. I know he's questionable. Like, they got names. It's nice to know that they brought back Bobby Wagner and that they mended that fence. They got names. But when it comes to the defense in a whole, like, they're average. Mike McCarthy's sitting up here and telling these lies that half of these damn coaches say, you know, so whatever. Seattle is going to go out to Dallas. They're going to try to win a football game. Geno Smith will probably be intercepted or smashed. And the Dallas Cowboys, I expect them to go 9-3. And Seattle, I expect them to fall to 6-6. Yeah, Geno Smith, good luck with that elbow, man. It's not going to be easy here. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Ike, he is calling us from Memphis, Tennessee. What's up, Ike? You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
Man, happy holidays to you, man. I just got one thing I want to say, and I'm going to hang up and just listen to your take on it. What do you think about Draymond Green in the Golden Warriors? Do you think he's a plus or a minus there? That's all I got to say, man.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. I'll go ahead and answer you. You can't take away from the results. I think Draymond Green has been a plus. Has he hurt them at times? Yes. But as an overall, you know, I don't want to start throwing out cliches. The heart and the soul and the motor. But he's been the abrasive. He's been the abrasiveness that the team needs. He's been the gut punch. And I think that is why, I know that's why, they've allowed him to get away with a lot of what he's done. I think that's the reason why Draymond Green over time hasn't really been punished. I think that's why he hasn't gotten the Dylan Brooks treatment, where they just quote-unquote gave him the boot. Or they said, yeah, go ahead and walk away. We don't want you here. Go sign somewhere else. It's because he's actually contributed to their success. And I know a lot of people don't like Draymond Green. And me, I don't feel one way or the other about him. I certainly think that he needs to behave better. But for a dude who's been in the league for more than a decade, what's going to change about Draymond Green? The answer is nothing. He is who he is. And I said this last night, I'll say it again, whether you like it, not you specifically, thank you so much again for calling, but if anybody likes it or they don't, Draymond Green is going into the Hall of Fame. And no, he wasn't just somebody riding the coattails of Steph Curry. He contributed. Was he the main factor? Hell no. Yes, we know that was Steph Curry. But there's nothing that you can say that's going to take away from what he has contributed to the Warriors. Now, having said that, listen to me carefully. He's also screwed some things up. His behavior probably cost them another championship. His behavior probably took them away from being in a space of, oh my God, these guys were like the Chicago Bulls of the 90s. That's if he knew how to go out there and behave, and he doesn't. I mean, he came back last night and got a technical foul. When is he going to be choking somebody out next? I need to see Draymond Green attempt to choke. I don't know. Who's somebody that would punch him in the face? Isaiah Stewart, try to choke him. Try to choke Giannis. Let me know how that goes. I think Giannis would snap him in half, man. I would say pick on somebody your own size, but Rudy Gobert is 7'1". Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of snapping people like twigs, I thought that's what happened to Aaron Rodgers and his Achilles. But that's not the case. Aaron Rodgers is back, and he's practicing for a return to the New York Jets? This is how I know Aaron Rodgers be smoking that good stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers and his coach, Rob Saleh, on the other side of the break. Don't move.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people, because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone. And with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked. Temperature set. Lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. With all of the hottest games right from Vegas and winnings that go straight to your bank account, get ready for fun spins and big wins. Enjoy free daily rewards and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Not just once a day like the others. Visit h5c.fun. That's h5c.fun. And have your high five moment today.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino only. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. Visit website for details.